What's up, guys? It is your boy Goofy Goober. We're back here with another episode of Sro the Podcast. I'm joined here today by my other host named Isaiah Munchington.
Yes, boy. Wait, what are our Sro listeners called?
The Sruppets.
No, but we're the Sruppets.
Can I kill me?
How about the Sruppets?
How about
Anyways. Boy, listen up. Listen up, Sruppets, because we got some hot topics for you today. First one, how to cure depression. I don't freaking know. Just don't be. Second, hop in your car, turn on the radio, go to your podcast app, turn on some Sra, the podcast. Drive over to the nearest Jamba Juice. Walk in. Say, hey, give me a Planet Sra. They'll look around, they'll say, okay, that'll be $5.95. They'll yell, Jomsra. The only problem with that scenario is, it doesn't exist. So you're screwed.
Wow, that's pretty depressing itself. It didn't even cure my depression, it just made it worse.
Look, for those of you who've stuck around since the beginning, you know that we've been itching to get a Jamba Juice sponsorship for the last 4 years. I reached out to them multiple times. I've even made fake accounts reaching out to them, trying to back us up and support us. Like, hey, have you listened to that sweet, hip podcast called Sra? You should sponsor them. All I'm going to say is that if you see me upload snippets of our podcast on Instagram, it's not me trying to go viral. It's me trying to prove to Jamba Juice that we are a worthy sponsor.
Yeah, I want my ideal thing. You know, I go to Jamba Juice every once in a while. Sometimes I crave, you know, a peanut butter mood, Orange Dream Machine, whatever the case may be. But what I want more than anything in my life, more than having a child, you know, that has the same interests as me, is to just walk in to Jamba Juice and then just hear my voice when they're like, hi, welcome to Jamba. And I'm like, hi. I just want them to be like, it's Elias from Sra Podcast. Get up. And then I just hear a Jamsra. And then I'm like, that's right. And it just like takes 2 seconds and they just throw my freaking my Planet Sra at me and I catch it with my pinky and just it levitates right in front of my face as I take 5 sips out of it and just go.
I don't understand why when someone orders something, they feel the need. I'm sure it's probably mandatory, just like a Chick-fil-A, they have to say my pleasure. But why do you have to yell out the second word of the smoothie title after someone orders it? Like, don't you have a screen to look at or something? Because if you don't have a screen, then what are you typing on?
Jamba mood, thank you mood.
I'm like, huh? Why are you, is that just for show?
Like, I mean, I've only ever heard them say Jamba mood. And so, like, that kind of, like, goes together well in my head. But, like, what do they say when it's, like, something like an acai bowl or, like, one of those cold brews that they have?
Jamba acai bowl. Jamba bowl. Jamba acai.
Jamba like, brew. Jamba cold.
Jamba. Like, what?
Jamba banana.
I got, like, a strawberry surf rider the other day.
Jamba surf rider.
Like, that's cool. That's kind of a mouthful. You don't got to say that.
That's a little bit too extreme. Is that many, actually what they said, though?
How many syllables is that? I can't remember. I'm pretty sure that's what they said.
Jamba supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Why don't they have a smoothie called Jamba? So they just go, Jamba Jamba.
You know when you walk into Jamba Juice and the person just looks at you and doesn't say anything and just, like, looks really depressed? It's not going to be a good day. You know?
Jamba dream! Next time you walk in and the person looks like they just want to off themselves, not in a good way, I want you to walk up to them, be like, hey, can I get a medium Orange Dream Machine? And when they go, Jamba dream, I want you to look them dead in the eye and say, be honest with me, are you living the Jamba dream?
Just when they say it, just go, no. And then they're like, what? And you just say, let's be real. Are you really living the Jamba dream?
Are you living the Jamba dream? Oh, wait, I forgot.
All drinks aside, let's just be real with each other. How are you doing? How are you really doing? Just say, here, come here for a second. Just get really close to the ear. I'll take a Jamba mood.
Come here.
Let me get a Jamba mood.
What do you think would be their reaction? Do you think that would make their day better? Or do you think that they would just be like, another one of these guys, you know?
I think...
And just like... Then they're like, well, I was going to kill myself in a week, but I think...
I think I'm going to do it tonight instead. It's one of those circumstances. You always hear those stories of people that say, I was walking home one day and I dropped my books. I was walking home to kill myself, dropped my books, and someone stopped and helped me and smiled at me. And because of them, I decided not to commit suicide.
And because of them.
These people are like, this dude came up to me and whispered in my ear at work, I was going to commit suicide in a week. I decided to do it tonight instead. Look, do you think if a Jamba Juice employee committed suicide, as they're standing on the chair with the rope around their neck about to jump off the chair or whatever, they would yell, Jamba side, and then jump?
Man, it's messed up.
I can't help but think that. Like, I'm sure it would become instinct at one point.
Like, it's just all, like, it's just, like, all a part of their sick, twisted, like, life as a Jamba employee. They're just, like,
look.
All they hear repeat echoing in their head is just, Jamba, 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 Jamba. And they're just, like, as it's all leading up, it leads up to the moment where they're just on a bucket, just standing on a bucket, and they tighten the rope, and they just kick the bucket, and they're the last shout. The last cry for help, and as they're dangling in their apartment, Jamba side.
Anyways, insert the straw intro right now.
Speaking of old people, what's the deal with them always comparing their life struggles with people younger, like the younger generations? Like they're all like, back in my day, I stormed the beaches of Normandy. Yeah, but, like, have you ever been to Snobby Shores? Like, have you ever landed on Snobby Shores?
Have you ever landed on Snobby Shores and the only gun around you is that three-barrel shotgun that looks like a gun that Buzz Lightyear would hold in Buzz Lightyear of Star Command? No, I didn't think so.
Have you ever landed Snobby Shores and you were solo and there was a whole squad on you and all you had was a banana?
I don't understand what's the deal with old people, though.
Yeah, they're just like, get out of existence.
They're like, back in my day, I owned a 5-bedroom house with a swimming pool and a tennis court. Where do you live? With your mom still? I'm like, okay, look, lady, back in the 1800s, houses were like $5 a piece, okay?
They're like,
back when George Washington chopped down the cherry tree.
I remember back when Abraham Lincoln was shot in the head.
You know what I've noticed? Look, I think it's, okay, a little complete change of topic here, but... We can both admit that we've had our fair share of dating app experiences, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And here's something. I came across a meme today, and I just thought, that is so accurate. They were, like, screen recording some dude's voice memos, like the voice prompts on Hinge. And one of the voice prompts said, what would we hashtag just chat about? And this dude goes...
I'm sorry. what is hashtag just chat?
And I looked at the comments, and some person commented, you know, I can't imagine how many takes that fake laugh took. And I thought to myself, you know what? How many times did I have to record a voice prompt on, like, Hinge or Upward? And I recorded the fake laugh or whatever so many times, or I'd go back and listen to it and think, man, my natural voice wasn't voicey enough. Let me up it a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Isn't Hinge like the app where men are trying to get with men?
I think that's Grindr. But it's close enough. Because sometimes I will swipe left on a chick. Almost caught myself there. Sometimes I'll swipe left on a chick and I'm like, that's a straight up dude.
Yeah. Well, you know how many times, like, when I was on Tinder and Bumble and I set it to, like, I don't, because Bumble has, like, a separate app that's, like, Bumble BFF, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're just looking for friends. But, like, Tinder is, like, all in one app. So it's, like, you can put the option looking for friends and to date people. So, like, I had it on friends and to date people. And you know how many, like, guys from the from the Finding Friends like hit me up and were like, "Hey girl," and I was like, "I'm like, I'm not gay, and I'm just trying to find some friends. That's why I'm on the Tinder find a friend." And they're like, "Yeah, but you know, we can be friends first, and then we can go to Pound Town." I'm like, like literally, that's like one of the messages I got.
You know what? I am so happy the day I decided to get off those apps. I'm like, you know what? This is stupid. First off, it's so much easier for a chick to find a dude because the ratio of girl to guy on those apps are like 1 to freaking 6 million.
Well, second off, just want, those apps are just for smashing though. So it's
they're
like
just for smashing. And like even on the Christian one, it's such a scam because it said I had like 50 plus likes. And I'm like, I wish I could either see some of these chicks or they would come across my swiping page. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to pay $30 for the whole month just once, just to unblur all these chicks and to see who's into me. First off, some of them, like I said, were straight up dudes. The rest of them looked like they were background extras in the 6,000 Pound Sisters or whatever that show was called. You know, like there has to be
the 6,000 Pound Sisters or whatever that show is called.
Look, man, it's like people always get on other people for fat shaming, which like, yes, okay, fat shaming is bad. But at the same time, you gotta take care of your body, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's just like there's so much pride and like they're like, well, you know, like there's two extremes to it. There's the people that are, you know, a little bit bigger. And they're like, oh, I can be, you know, like, I can be proud of myself, you know? And it's like, yeah, you can. But then there's also the people that are like, just straight up bully you for being fat. Like, go to hit the gym or whatever. But it's like, you don't have to be skinny to be healthy. Like, you can be trying to lose weight and just like, or just like be a little bit chubbier and still like be doing active things and being healthy and eating healthy. Like, people don't realize that. Like,
I watch My 600-Pound Life sometimes, you know, and I don't think I've ever seen an episode where the person is just like, I'm big just because I like cheeseburgers, you know? They're always like, oh, you see, back when I was in kindergarten, my friend looked at me the wrong way, and she wouldn't share my favorite alphabet block, and from that day forward, I was addicted to Big Macs. I'm like, huh? What?
Just like a drastic turn. It's like, well, yeah, then you're like totally unhealthy because you're not even trying. But it's like, people are like, oh, yeah, I scarf my face down with 20,000 cheeseburgers, animal style, and an extra large strawberry milkshake and a Diet Coke and animal style fries. And they're like, but I want to be proud of my body. And it's like, well, if you want that mentality and you want to be proud of your body, that's great, but you're also gonna die in like 2 years. So
people are like, do not fat shame these people and like give them what they want and all that, and then they go to get the weight loss surgery and Dr. Now is just a straight up savage. He's like, you're too fat, you need to lose 50 pounds in order to get this weight loss surgery. And everyone's like, yeah, you tell him. I'm like, huh, you hypocrite.
Well, yeah, I mean, It's a hard topic to cover because it's like, don't give people what they want because people want the wrong things in life. And it's like, you can't get better or improve by always wanting what you want. Sometimes what you need is not what you want. And so it's like people, like the whole like fat shaming thing is like people go too hard on fat shaming.
Yeah.
Because they're just straight up bullying. But it's like, why can't you just be like, hey, I'm not trying to, you know, do anything against you, but I just want you to be healthy. And right now I notice that this is not being healthy, you know? And it's just like, stop eating nonstop cheeseburgers and just ruining your life. And like, actually try to like be active. And it's like, you don't have to have the skinniest body in the world to be healthy. You know, as long as you're doing things that are like activities that are healthy. And like, and then like once in a while, you know, like going ham on some burgers, but you know, it's like every day is just like, kiss it goodbye.
Nothing wrong with going ham on some burgers.
Yeah.
Did we just have an actual conversation?
That was not, like, about goofy goobers or, like, watering cemeteries or anything?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You know what's funny? Speaking of mental health, I actually came across a video on my phone the other day. I think it happened last year. But I was voice texting Micah. And I was in the middle of having a mental breakdown because I was so angry at the traffic. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Bro, you want to know what pisses me off? I just sat in traffic for an hour in West Lynn, sat in the same spot for 45 minutes. And then all of a sudden, the traffic just disappears. Why was there traffic? How did it end? It's just gone. And then it speeds up. I don't understand. But it pisses me off. Ow! 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 Ah! Oh, what's that? Finally get on the freeway, get over to Oregon City, and there's more traffic! Ah! I'm gonna kill myself! It's because these freaking lights stay green for 2 seconds! I just want to eat! I'm so hungry! All I had for lunch was a cracker! With a slice of deli meat on it! I just want to go to Dutch Bros, get some coffee! I just want to get past this light! I've been here for 10 minutes!
So good, dude. It sounded like the Tom and Jerry yell.
I was so mad. Because I'm like, how can I sit in the same spot in traffic for 45 minutes? And then I get to the end of it, and there's no accident. The traffic just stops, and everyone speeds up. It does not make sense.
Well, I know, I freaking hate it. And it's because people, like, you know, like the merging lanes on the freeway or whatever, wherever else it is. It's because people come to a complete stop, or other people just, like, people just don't know how to merge. It's like, and then they don't speed up or slow down. It's like, they just, like, stay the same consistent speed as the person trying to merge, or the person trying to merge stays the same speed as the person on the freeway already going. And it's just like, you either speed up or you slow down to merge into the traffic.
You know why? It's because these freaking elderly people are still on the road. I'm like, your license needs to be confiscated if you're above the age of, what, 60?
Yes.
And if you think you can still drive, you need to be retested.
It's just like Grandpa Chuck, you know, he's not allowed to drive anymore because he was, because he decided to go get in his Kia Soul at nighttime and drive. And you know, Grandpa, he's an anxious driver. Well, he was turning right instead of turning left and going through all the traffic. He was turning right. But apparently he said, oh, I didn't see the person that was 2 meters away from me. And he literally was going 2 miles per hour out into the road. And then he got freaking slammed. And then his license got freaking taken away from him.
He just gets out of the car. He's like, oh.
And he told me about that the other day. He was like, well, you probably heard I got my license taken away. And I was like, yeah, good. Good thing. Because I was like, good. No offense, Grandpa, but I've been in the car with you while you've been driving. And let me just say, I think it's long overdue.
He's like, well, I'm sure you heard, buddy. I got my license suspended. Well, it's about time.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, it looks like Grandma's going to be driving me around. I'm like, well, be honest with you, she also needs to get her license taken away.
She's not any better. Dude, do you remember that one time when it was my birthday and we were leaving Old Spaghetti Factory? And it was when they had their old Lincoln Town car and we were driving behind them. And they straight up hit a person crossing the street. And they didn't even notice. He rolled across the hood and just got up. It was like, and they just kept driving.
Well, yeah. Did you feel that bump in the road?
Ah, shut up, Chuck.
All right, let me just tell you something that's really making me mad. I live in a townhouse, right? So in my neighborhood, there's like 5 townhouses in a row, like right next to each other. But the driveways to the garage are literally like 2 inches long. So it's like you either have to definitely park inside the garage, or you have to angle it, your car, in the driveway, like a certain way so it would fit. And I tried angling it out in the driveway because I can't park inside the garage because my dad has too much crap in there. I tried parking in there, or parking in the driveway, because there was a certain somebody, a neighbor, that had said something to me, and I will get into it in a little bit. But the point is, I couldn't freaking fit in the driveway. This all started by, I've never even met any one of my neighbors, all right? I've never talked to them. I don't know any of them. But I noticed that there are a couple cars that have the handicap thing on them. And so I'm like, oh, somebody in this neighborhood is handicapped. But I had no idea that it was the person right to the left of me. So one day, I didn't know that there was any type of quote-unquote specific parking arrangements, because it's literally just by a sidewalk. So one day, I parked a little bit behind where my townhouse was. And as I was getting out of the car, I hear this, hey, hey. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, Do you live here? I was like, yeah, I do. I live right in that house right next to you. And she's like, so, you can't park in front of here because, my mom's handicapped, right? And that's all you need to say. And then she continues on with, as I was literally sitting down back into my car to move it, she goes, yeah, my mom is handicapped. And, so she needs to park right there. And then we also need room for my car as well. And then also we need room for my sister's car as well. And then also my sister's daughter's car needs to fit. And also sometimes some incidents happen. So we also need some room for parking arrangements for the ambulances. And I was like, lady, that's like 5 different cars that you just named that won't even fit in front of your house. They will definitely take up other spaces. And by the way, ambulances don't just park by the sidewalk if there's an emergency. They're not just going to be like, hold on, let me parallel park really quick. No, they're going to freaking park out in the middle of the street with the lights flashing, hop out and grab your mother and help her out. They're not just going to let her die because, you know. And so I was like, I kept saying, yeah, lady, that's fine. I'll move my car up a little bit. And anyways, like, and then she continued to be like, yeah, we just need those spaces for those other cars because you can only park in front of your townhouse. And I was like, what rule? What rule is that? And she said, I don't know whose minivan this is, but, and I said, that's my aunt's. And she's like, well, tell her to move it. And I was like, well, I can't right now because she's out of town and I can't move it because I don't have her key. And she's like, well, I didn't know whose it was, so I almost called the Homeowners Association. And I was like, there's no such thing as the Homeowners Association around these parts. I don't even know what you're on. But
you should have just slashed her tires.
Honestly, I should have just freaking egged her house or something. Egged her car.
You should have just took a dump right on the hood.
Yeah, like Amber Heard.
I don't understand. How old was this lady?
Well, she's about like 50 or...
I don't understand. When I lived in California and I lived with my ex's grandma, I once walked out to get the mail because, you know, I was assisting her. I was essentially her caretaker. So I had to go get her mail. And as I'm getting her mail, some other old, senile, insane grandma pulls up on her tricycle and is like, excuse me. Or, do you live here? I'm like, yeah. No, you don't. You cannot be stealing other people's mail. I'm like, lady, do you see? Did you just see me get out of my car that's parked in the parking spot of this house? How do you know how bold it would be for me to drive my car up to the parking spot, set off the Ring doorbell, which is recording me, get out, steal the mail, walk back up the driveway, hop back into my car, say goodbye to the Ring camera, and then dip? I'm like, I live here, lady. No, you don't. I need to see some proof. And I looked at her, I'm like, no. And I just walked inside. And then she stayed outside and stared in the window for about 10 minutes with her mouth agape. I'm like, screw off, grandma, dude.
I was going to say, because if you had like a key to unlock it, you could just be like, yeah, lady, I totally made a copy of the person's key and just stealing their mail.
I'm like, what proof do you want? You want me to walk inside, grab the lady I'm living with, who can barely walk, drag her outside just to prove to you that I live here?
That's why I don't like those types of neighborhoods, like with older people. Like, especially whenever we're visiting grandma and grandpa or my mom, because they live in the same area. And it's just like every time we go to the pool or whatever, they invite us to go to the pool, there's always some, do you live here? It's like, are you a resident? It's like, no, I'm not, but I was invited by a resident. I need to see them. Well, they're literally right in front of your face.
Are you a resident?
You see the 60-year-old that I'm with?
Sorry, you need to be 200 and up to live here.
And then you can hit him with that. Actually, there's an 80-20 rule, so.
That's right. You know what? We need to stop talking about this because I'm getting angry just thinking about old people.
I know.
People are always like, well, what are you going to do when you get that age? I'm like, I'm not making it to that age. If I hit my 60th birthday, I'm going to ask for a shotgun and I'm just going to end it.
Yeah, the end of that shotgun's looking mighty tasty.
That's right. Throw some frickin' spray cheese on there.
As the years progress and my taste buds faint more and more, the more appetite I have for a sawed-off shotgun. Anyways, okay. What were you going to say? What useless comment were you going to add?
No, I was just going to say, I was invited to a UFC fight night the other night, and first off, I don't even like UFC, so I don't know why I was invited. So, the dude, one of the fighters, it said his shirt was sponsored by crypto. And as I sat there and thought about it longer, I just couldn't help but think, how is one sponsored by a digital currency? That's like me strapping a $5 bill, like taping a $5 bill on my shirt and saying, oh, yeah, I'm sponsored by Abraham Lincoln. How does that work? Can you be sponsored by a $5 bill?
I mean, in some way that makes sense, but also, like, do we really know of any, like, companies that really produce money?
Yeah, I think it's sponsored just because of the by company. Bitcoin. I'm sponsored by Bitcoin. How is that even possible? That's a currency. You're sponsored by a physical object?
Yeah, I'm sponsored by airplanes.
Oh, yeah. I'm just sponsored by words. Yeah. Was that you're speaking? Okay, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, I actually own the rights to those words, so.
I don't understand. In the wise words, no, you know what? Not even wise. In the not so wise words of Jake Scrub.
I got so much to say about that kid.
Why don't you just let loose, drop the deuce on us?
No, I can't. He bought me some hair ties, so.
We should probably end it here, huh?
Yeah.
Keep it to a 30-minute max.
So anyways, guys, if you also hate Jacob sometimes and, you know, you're a true Sra, then just, like, help us end this episode and just keep listening and keep waiting for updates for more episodes and new merch drops and new merch designs and, like, snippets that we put out and just, like, help us get up to our original, you know, wavelength of, you know, followers and listeners, which was, like, about 1 million, and now we have, like, 2, so.
I want to thank you all so much for listening. All of you that have gotten this far, give me a jump of mood.